Ask me no questions. Read. Feet planted wide, arms gripping each side of the threshold, she met us with a frighteningly blank expression. Trapping us here, all traces of her tears had been scrubbed away since the corridor below.
Chamomile tea, Louise.
Lou edged to the front of our group, her hand brushing mine as she passed. The touch tingled. I jerked away.
You looked like you needed it,
she said, gesturing to Manon's general dishevelment. Her airy tone felt forced, as did her smile.
I'm assuming you didn't heed my advice and drink it. When have you last slept?
Manon didn't answer. Shouts below wiped the smile from Lou's face all the same. Her eyes flew wide.
Did you tell my mother?
Not yet.
I had to be sure of the intruder. But I told others. They will inform our lady soon.
Shit. Exhaling a harsh, incredulous breath, Lou clenched her fists before seizing Manon's collar and yanking her into the stairwell. Bo slammed the door behind them.
This is fine. They don't know I'm here specifically. We can still...
You will not escape again, Louise,
Manon said, her eyes still flat and unexpressive.
Just...
Lou wrung a fist in the witch's face, and Manon stiffened like a board, unable to move.
Just shut up for a second, Manon. I need to think.
To Coco, Jean-Luc, and me, she said hastily,
We can't go out the way we came in. Any brilliant ideas?
We fight our way out, I said instantly.
Jean-Luc's brow furrowed as he considered strategy.
There are six of us. Enemy numbers unknown. We've claimed the higher ground, but we'd need to form a choke point.
I pounded my fist against the door. We have one. They can't break the enchantment.
You're both idiots,
Lou turned, imploring eyes on Coco.
Was there anything in the treasury we could use?
Can't you just show them? The goddess has revoked Morgane's blessing?
Bo waved his hands wildly.
You are their queen now, correct?
Again, why didn't I think of that? I'll tell you what, Your Highness, why don't you command your people to stop burning witches so all of our problems go away?
She turned back to Coco before he could answer.
There was magic fire.
Clenching her own eyes shut, Coco rubbed her temples.
And plated glass. I also saw chains and swords and...
Her gaze snapped to Lou's once more, and realization passed between them like a bolt of lightning.
The window,
they said, together.
Lou nodded frenetically. We'll need to climb.
Coco was already dragging Bo and Celie back up the steps.
It'll be risky. No riskier than a choke point.
The implication of their words finally settled in.
My stomach churned. No.
You'll be fine. Patting my arm in a distracted way, Lou raced toward the stairs. I won't let you fall.
When I made no move to follow. When the shouts behind grew louder, she lost patience, doubling back and yanking at my hand. I yielded one step, not another. She spoke with frantic cajolement, still tugging.
Please, Reed, we have to climb or we're never getting out of here. They won't just kill me. They'll kill you too, horribly, slowly. You want a choke point? You don't have a balisarda, so you'll feel every single moment.
I bared my teeth in a grin. I'll risk it.
Frustration flared in her eyes, and she lifted her hand once more.
If you don't move, I'll make you move.
Please.
Triumphant, I swept my coat aside, revealing the balisarda and pivoting between her and the stairs.
Do.
When her mouth fell open, astonished, I relished it. Relished her surprise, her fear, her... The hilt of another knife smashed into my crown, and I staggered forward, into her. She tried to catch me. We both nearly broke our necks. Behind, Bo stood panting, knife still raised.
I don't need magic to knock your ass out. I'll drag you under the roof if necessary. You aren't dying like this.
Jean-Luc appeared beside him. They stood shoulder to shoulder, towering over me, as if they could intimidate, as if they could threaten.
We can't defeat an entire castle of witches by ourselves,
Jean-Luc said, treacherous and cowardly in equal measure. Judas incarnate.
This is our best option.
Get up the stairs, or I'll help him drag you. Footsteps pounded louder now, biting back a curse, because they were right. I seized Manon and sprinted past them. The scent of magic burst behind me as Lou relocked the door. Upstairs, she swung her arms in frantic movements. The treasure complied, settees and wardrobe shifting, stacking to form a precarious ladder.
It's fine, Beau bent double, hands braced against his knees. They can't get through the door. We have time.
I flung Manon into an empty chair.
We don't.
Still rigid, she slid sideways to the floor.
They'll surround the castle soon,
to Lou, she whispered.
I told you
that you won't escape again.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Lou stomped over as Jean-Luc boosted Celine on top of the wardrobe. Beau and Coco scrambled up behind her. Crouching beside the witch's prostrate body, Lou flipped her over with another wave. Manon relaxed instantly, and Lou, I stared incredulously. She helped the witch sit up with gentle hands.
Morgan ordered you to kill your lover, Manon. Gilles is dead because of her. How can you still serve such a woman? How can you stand idly by as she tortures and kills children?
Her words acted as a spark to kindling. Manon lurched forward with a feral snarl, snatching Lou's shoulders.
My sister is one of those dead children, and Morgan did not kill her. I did. Gilles died at no other's hands but my own. I made a choice in that alley, a choice I cannot undo. I have gone too far now to turn back.
Tears spilled freely down her cheeks at the confession. When she spoke again, her voice broke.
Even if I wanted to.
I watched, stricken, as Lou hastily wiped her tears.
Listen to me, Manon. No, listen.
Look around you. She motioned to the others, to herself and to me. And tell me what you see.
I see traitors.
Exactly. Lou reached up to clutch Manon's wrists, eyes wide and imploring.
I betrayed my coven. Reed and Jean-Luc have betrayed their church, and Beau and Celie have betrayed their crown. All of us. We're fighting for a better world, just like you are. We want the same thing, Manon. We want peace.
Manon's entire body trembled with emotion as her tears continued to fall. They stained Lou's lap, stained the dirty floor between them, glittering bright in the firelight. At last, Manon dropped her hands.
You'll never have it.
Lou studied Manon's face wistfully for a moment, regretfully, before rising to her feet.
You're wrong.
There are very few choices in life that can't be unmade, and the time has come for you to make another one. I won't restrain or otherwise harm you. Go, tell Morgan you saw me if you must, but don't try to stop us. We're leaving.
Manon didn't move.
Lou stalked to the furniture without another word, then hesitated. She glanced over her shoulder. Instead of Manon, however, her eyes found mine, and she spoke in a murmur.
You've stalled long enough, Reed.
Climb up.
I promise you won't fall.
I swallowed hard. Somehow, she knew my chest had tightened and my vision had narrowed. She knew my palms had started to sweat. She knew I'd hesitated beside Manon, not to protect the group from her wrath, but to prolong the inevitable, to think of some way, any way, out of this room except the window. And that meant she knew my weakness, my vulnerability. Anger blazed through the thick paralysis of my thoughts, spurring me toward the furniture.
Why did you get to keep yours?
Manon whispered behind us. Sadness clouded Lou's face as she gazed back at me.
I didn't.
One by one, we squeezed through the window onto the roof. My head pounded, my heart raced. Twice on the furniture, my foot had slipped, and I nearly crashed to the floor. Though Lou had maintained a steady stream of encouragement, I longed to wring her neck. This rooftop could have been a steeple, a needle, so pitched was its slope.
I will kill you for this, I promised her.
Crouching low, she peered over the eave to where the others scaled rock with their knives. Their limbs trembled with effort, with strain.
I look forward to it.
Believe me. She slipped her own knives from her boots. Until then, do you think you can reach that turret? I followed the direction of her knife. Directly below us, at the base of the tower, a spire jutted from the side of the castle. It looked likely to collapse at any moment.
This is madness.
You go first. I'll follow. Peeling each finger from the shingles, they'd become my lifelines, I scooted down the slope. Lou crab-walked beside me. That's it. She nodded with excessive cheer, her eyes too bright, her smile too wide. She either worried more than she said, or she enjoyed this more than she should. Both were unacceptable. When I inched over the eave, my foot slipped a third time. A rush of wind. A sickening, weightless sensation. And a hand. Her hand. It caught mine as it slipped from the edge, and her second followed, wrapping around my wrist. My vision swam with black spots as I dangled midair, as the wind roared past my ears. My heart thrashed wildly. I couldn't see her properly, couldn't hear her panicked instructions. There was only the ground looming beneath me, my body suspended midair. Helplessly, I clawed at her. Her arms shook beneath my weight.
Lift me up!
My shouts sounded delirious to even my ears.
Lift me up now!
A shadow shifted in her eyes at the command. She flashed a feline grin.
Tell me I'm pretty.
What?
Tell me, she repeated in a hard voice, that I'm pretty. I stared at her for one heart-stopping moment. She couldn't be serious, yet she was. From her weak arms to her spiteful eyes to her sharp smile, she was serious. She could drop me. She would drop me if I didn't appease her soon. She couldn't support my weight indefinitely. But what was she asking? For me to lie? To flatter her? No, she wanted something else, something I couldn't give her. Through gritted teeth, I spat.
You said you wouldn't let me fall.
You've said a lot of things. I'd told her the truth. I wanted to kill her, to kill all of them. I couldn't concede to this heresy, this grand romance she dreamed up between us, as if it were possible, as if a witch and a witch hunter could be more than enemies. I remembered none of it. I wanted to remember even less. In that second, however, the wind swept past with terrifying glee, and I glanced down. A mistake. Black edged my vision. My hand slipped a millimeter within hers.
Fine,
I said quickly, loathing myself, loathing her more.
You are very pretty, Lou.
The prettiest you've ever seen?
I nearly wept in frustration.
Prettier, even. I can't think when I look at you.
She beamed, and the tension melted from her face as quickly as it had come. Her arms stopped shaking. Too late, I realized her game. Her magic couldn't work on me because of the Balisarda, but she'd used it to strengthen her own body instead. She'd been pretending to struggle this entire time, stoking my fear. She probably could have lifted me with a single finger. Fresh anger burned white hot in my chest. Now, she said, immensely pleased with herself, tell me that I'm an excellent singer.
You.
I'm waiting,
she trilled.
You're an excellent singer. You sing like a bird, an angel, and if you don't lift me up this second, I'm going to snap your pretty neck.
She waited another second, just to spite me. Then another, and another.
Well, now that we've sorted that, with a mighty heave, she pulled me over the eave once more.
I collapsed beside her in a pool of shaking limbs, nearly retching at her feet.
Don't you ever lie to me again.
She poked my cheek.
I wouldn't have dropped you.
Lies!
Well, she lifted an easy shoulder. Maybe I would have, but I wouldn't have let you splatter.
Her smile turned almost self-deprecating.
Come on, Shaz.
I would have moved the entire castle before I let you die.
Why?
The word burst from me, sudden and unbidden. This wasn't the time for such a question. This wasn't the place, either, not with witches crawling within and without. They probably gathered below even now, waiting to devour us. Manon would have told them. She would have pressed their advantage. No shouts sounded from the ground, however, and no magic ensnared us. Why did you save me? Why did you let the witch go? You comforted her. You wiped her tears. We both want to kill you. The realization shocked me into silence. Manon had wanted to kill her. I didn't know how I knew, but I did. Manon and La Voisin, and even Morgane, her own mother, wanted her dead. But my thoughts congealed like mud. That wasn't quite right either. I do not have a daughter, Morgane had claimed. Could she too have forgotten her daughter, as I had forgotten my wife? Or had Lou lied about both? I regarded her suspiciously as she rose.
Why?
I repeated firmly. Patting my cheek, she slipped over the eave without me. Her voice drifted upward with the wind.
Ask me no questions, mon amour, and I shall tell you no lies.
I frowned at the simple words, then winced. These felt different than others, biting and snapping like insects. I shook my head to dislodge them, but they remained. They burrowed deeper, familiar and painful and jarring. Ask me no questions. Though I remained on the rooftop, my vision pitched abruptly, and instead of shingles and smoke, I saw trees, gnarled roots, a bottle of wine, blue-green eyes, sickening deja vu, and I'll tell you no lies.
No.
I shook my head, wrenching free of the imagery, and stabbed my knife into stone. This was here, another stab. This was real. I swung myself lower. This was now. Stab, stab. I didn't remember her. Stab. It hadn't happened. Stab, stab, stab. I repeated the mantra the entire way down. I repeated it until those blue-green eyes faded with the trees and the wind and the hollow. Fresh pain cleaved my head at the last. I ignored it, focusing on the world below me. The others waited for me in silence. No witches hid in the shadows. Manon, it seemed, had not betrayed us. I didn't understand it. Without looking at anyone, I jumped, landing heavy on my feet.
Are you all right?
Lou steadied me instinctively. When I cringed away without answering, she sighed and motioned us toward the rocks behind the tower, slipping through the shadows like she'd been born there. I watched her go with a pang in my chest.
Ask me no questions, mon amour, and I'll tell you no lies.
Another half-formed memory. Useless. Broken. Like a witch hunter who couldn't kill a witch.